It is the 23rd birthday of Rosa, the oldest sea otter in the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and so Doug in Twitch chat decided to throw a giant birthday party. Doug with his refined culinary skills and Twitch chat with their chaotic hive mind ideas. The party was thrown in the middle of a weekday morning when no one would see it but Doug, Twitch chat, a few other fish, and an occasional guest from the other side of the tank. Most importantly, though, there were no humans around to ruin everything with their stupid questions and stupid suggestions. They then begin to prepare a huge batch of homemade bread, which they put into a bowl full of water to soak for an hour or so. It was Doug's first time making bread, but he followed Twitch chat's instructions perfectly, as usual. He used flour, salt, yeast, and warm water to make a dough that smelled like the most delicious thing ever. Doug is very happy for having Twitch chat knowledge to help him out. After all the preparation, the party begins and all the animals come over to Rose's birthday. Doug and Twitch chat are welcoming the guests, who have already eaten some of the bread, while Rosa is busy eating the rest. One by one, the sea otters come up to get a piece of the bread, and they are surprised to find that it tastes better than it looks. After about an hour of waiting, everyone has gathered and the party can finally begin. Doug goes into the kitchen to check if the bread is ready, and the smell of freshly baked bread permeates the entire room. Doug comes back out with a huge tray of bread. Everyone rushes to get some. Rosa eats more than anyone else, almost finishing the whole tray before everyone has even gotten a bite. "This is amazing," said an excited sea lion named Jackson. "What did you do?"
"I added a secret ingredient," said Doug.
"Dash, you added what?" asked a seal in disbelief. "Salt." There is silence, only broken when someone shouts, "That's not a secret. You can add salt to anything." They all rush away to go eat some bread. Doug is left alone, feeling very proud. He walks towards the water and starts to swim. Suddenly, the water rises around him and he finds himself transported into another world. He sees a group of humans standing around a strange device that resembles a TV screen, except it is covered in giant lenses. The humans are discussing something. "We need to put the cameras here, so we can see if there are any more sea otters," shouted one human.
"But how will we know
if they're still hiding somewhere?" asked another human. Suddenly a door opens behind them and a sea otter appears out of thin air. She is carrying a tray of food and a basket of fruit. She is wearing a blue dress and she has a bow in her hair. The humans are surprised to see her, but she does not seem to notice them. She enters the room and puts down the tray, which is filled with food for all of the humans. Then she grabs a bunch of bananas from the basket, brings them to the table, and sits next to a human. They talk for a bit. Suddenly, the sea otter notices something strange on the table. She reaches out to touch it.
"Don't touch that," shouted a human.
"It is dangerous." The sea otter looks at the human and thinks, "Ha!
Why?"
"Because it might explode," shouted the human.
"Explode?" asked the sea otter.
"Yes, it could explode. So don't touch it."
"Why would it explode?"
asked the sea otter.
"Because I set it on fire once," shouted the human.
"Really?" said the sea otter, intrigued.
"Yeah, and I'm warning you now, don't touch it," yelled the human.
"Okay," said the sea otter, looking at the strange object again. Doug tries to go back to the party but realizes that he can't leave. He looks around and sees the same giant lenses he saw on the human's TV. They are surrounding him and he can't move. He decides to relax in the water, hoping that Rosa will be able to bring him back to the real world in a few. Rosa transports him back into the party with a portal device she built earlier that week called the Portal Napper. Doug is greeted by the sounds of people cheering and yelling, and the smell of fresh bread. And so the party continues with everyone happy to eat the sweet bread made by Doug and Twitch chat.